Today it is March 6th, 2019. Another 1 hour episode with Winfrey and Terry Brown in Sedona, Arizona. This is, as usual, a simulcast with a conference call. We have Wanda with us. Thank you for being here, Wanda.
I'm the only one on so far?
Yes, here on the live call, correct.
So, it is a funny day today.
Is it a funny day?
It's Ash Wednesday today. And the sky, the sun looks orange everywhere. And the sky, it looks like crosses in the sky. Just kind of weird.
Yes, many clouds over here. And also some dark skies and tremendous cloud formations.
Yep.
And a lot of rain.
Oh. Yeah, we have snow here yet.
All right. Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Good afternoon. This is Edna.
Hello, Edna. Good evening. Welcome.
Thank you.
Good evening, Edna.
Hi. Good evening.
Another person joining. Welcome. If you want to, feel free to say your name and location.
Dr. Art Franklin, Hampton, Virginia.
Dr. Art, welcome.
Yes, sir.
Good evening, Dr. Art.
Good evening.
All right. And I welcome those that are joining in online through BBS Radio. Thank you for being here.
How's the kids doing? Fine.
Good, good, good. My daughter's right now at a camp with her middle school. She's leading one of the groups. And my son is here with me, and things are good. Kind of strange still, but things are good.
Good. As long as you stick together and communicate.
Yeah.
Did you move, Heis? Moved to another location after the fire or before the fire?
After the fire.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's a... close to the place where you used to live, or?
It's like as far away from Chico, but then the other direction, kind of.
Oh, gotcha.
So, yeah. More to the north on the 99.
Did he ever put up the recording from Monday night?
I don't know.
On Tuesday, I didn't see it up yet, and I haven't checked at all.
Yeah, he was still traveling then. Good evening. Welcome to the next call. Please say your name and location.
Hello, hi. It's Prudy in Asheville.
Hello, good evening, Prudy. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Prudy.
Good evening, Prudy.
Hello.
Another person joined in. Welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Heis. Cecil, C6C Serpent from Soggy, Seattle.
All right. Hello, Cecil. Welcome.
Hello, Cecil.
Hi.
Is it snowing over there?
I'm in Saskatchewan.
Yes, a little bit of snow and rain mixed right now.
Yeah, I'm in Snohomish. I have the same.
Yeah, it was snowing pretty good for a little while.
Right.
All right. We did have two more callers. Jordan, welcome. Please share name and location.
Jack in San Francisco. Hi. Greetings, everyone.
Good evening, Jack. Welcome.
Hello.
Hey, Bonnie in California.
Good evening to you, Bonnie. Welcome.
Hello, Bonnie.
Hi, guys. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hello, hello.
Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Terry from Dallas.
Hello. Good evening, Terry. Welcome.
Hi, Terry.
Hello, Terry.
Thank you. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Another person, Jordan, welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
It's Jeannie in Citrus Heights. Hello, hi.
Hello, Jeannie. Welcome.
Thank you.
That's a noisy line. Who can that be? and another person. These are the two from Sedona, I think.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Hello, Terry. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi, Terry.
Hello.
Blessings to you, Terry.
Thank you.
This is Wynn in Los Angeles.
Hi,
Wynn.
LA.
Hi, Wynn.
The city
Great
of angels.
Great day to you, Wynn.
It's raining here.
Good.
And we had two more callers joining in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, Heis. Hi, everybody.
Good evening, Don. Welcome.
Hi, Don.
Thanks. Hello. Everybody.
Good, Don. Good evening, Don.
Hi.
And Debbie from Costa Mesa.
Good evening,
Debbie.
Debbie.
Hi. Hi, Ice. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Howdy.
And another caller joined in. Welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Hello, Roger. Good evening. Welcome.
Roger. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Roger. Good evening, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
All right, and I welcome all those that are listening in online through BBS Radio. Thank you for being here.
You know, it's pouring in L.A. today.
It rained here, too.
Are they
you think
boring?
It's our fault?
They said it's boring.
According
Hello.
To David, he
no,
had a
in
very...
Seattle.
Hi.
I see. So, according to David, it's a satellite, right?
They recaptured three satellites that were creating drought in California, according to David.
Uh-uh. Welcome to the next caller. Please share name and location.
Hello, hi. This is Jane in Pennsylvania.
Good evening to you, Jane. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hello, Jane.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, everybody.
Another person joined in. Welcome. Please share name and location. If you want to, we welcome you.
Now, you guys hear much background noise where I am?
A little.
A little bit, but not a lot.
Not a lot? Okay, I'm going to stay here and do the call from here. I'm in a restaurant, but it's fairly quiet. And I'm in a nice warm booth.
All right. And welcome to the next two callers. If you want to, feel free to say your name and location.
Hi, positive greetings from Sedona, it's Raiden.
Good Raiden, good evening, welcome.
Hi, Raiden. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Raiden.
Hi.
Hi, it's Janine from Salt Lake City.
Good evening, Janine, welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Janine.
Hi, Janine.
Hello.
All right. This is the last thing. If you just turned it off, somebody came in. Feel welcome. Please say name and location.
Hi, it's Judy in California. Hi, is
Good
that
evening.
Hi. Could you have to replay code this segment?
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying, what's the replay pin number?
The replay pin number is the same as the regular pin number, but the phone number is different. It's 641-715-3658.
I thank everyone for being here.
Yes, thank you. Hey, Wynn, you having success out there?
Am I having success?
Yes, sir.
I'm still breathing.
That's
excellent.
Good.
Keep that up.
Yeah, I'm ambulatory also today.
I'm able to be up and take nourishment.
You know, Los Angeles is a huge energy structure to crash, you know?
No.
Does that make sense? So, it's like, you know, the way I am is I am learning how to interface with the energy of Los Angeles and stay above the energy at the same time.
Has it changed a lot since you last moved there?
Well, the biggest change I first noticed is they charge for paper bags everywhere. And the other change is the motels that used to cost $60 now are $100.
Ooh. Inflation.
And there's more traffic.
Really?
And the bathrooms all have digital locks on them.
When I notice that I go from my little beach area in the San Diego to the L.A., which is about an hour and a half away, I always say to my husband, we're not in Kansas anymore. Even from where our little beach area is to L.A., the bathrooms are insane. They're all chained up, and you get it's like it's not like that down here in San Diego. It's not like that at all, but definitely feel the difference in the bathroom. I really appreciate how sleepy our area is, which it really isn't compared to L.A. It's intense, definitely.
Well, it's understandable why they do it. You know, particularly if you're the guy that has to clean the bathrooms.
Is Nick
here? More and more. Huh?
Is Nick here with us?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Well, hi, Nick.
Welcome.
Hi, Wynn. How are you? Thank you. How are you all?
Good.
Good.
Listen to Wayne.
That's awesome. Okay. Nice, yeah. It's a bit nice and cool here today.
I watched part of a Mad Max movie a few days ago.
Hello.
Is it Dharmananda?
Yeah.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Dharmananda.
Hello. How you doing?
Good.
Hi.
Who gave you the name Dharmananda?
Baba Haridas.
Haridas?
Mm-hmm.
Is he Indian?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of my gurus.
Did you study all those Indian gurus like Aurobindo and who else?
I was with Baba Muktananda.
You were with Muktananda?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Did you travel with him?
No, I went to see him in Oakland. He has an ashram there a couple of times.
Yeah.
And You really like me. I guess he and I have a lot of common or something, you know.
Yeah, I saw Baba Muktananda quite a bit.
Yeah.
At one point.
Yeah, did you get the feather treatment?
The what?
Where you touch it on the top of your head with a peacock feather to raise your kudos?
No.
Oh, well, you do that.
I can't remember, okay? Tell you the truth.
Yeah, so you're into yoga now, huh? You're a Siddha yogi.
Well, I wouldn't admit to anything, okay?
All right.
Who knows?
How's your hearing holding from Kimberly, Dharmananda?
Am I what?
How's your healing holding?
So far, so good.
Wonderful.
I wish I could get out of pain, though.
Can she facilitate that with you?
No, she just worked on my intestines and something in my neck, some nodes in my neck. That's what the angel told her to do, so that's what she did.
You know, we recently sent a friend of ours to something called the Photon Genius, which Raiden is on to. And he had multiple myeloma.
Mm-hmm.
And after the first treatment, the symptoms went away, or reduced, I should say. And he's been getting better and better. Okay? Mm-hmm. And we don't have any medical documentation that he's getting better, but he's feeling better.
So what's the Photon Genius?
Look it up.
Oh. So they have offices everywhere?
Different people set them up in an area and then charge people for sessions.
Uh-huh.
Usually it's not that expensive for a session, though. At one point, when I was looking for things that would fix Terry, is one of the things that came up, and I did a lot of research calling people that were doing sessions, asking them their experiences. It's very impressive. Terry had two sessions on it, but then she saw Kimberly and didn't continue. And she didn't like the heat. It gets hot.
Oh, I see. Look up Photon Genius here.
What is that?
I just looked up Photon Genius. It says in Huntington Beach.
Huntington Beach?
Yeah.
But that's pretty far from you.
What's that?
Now, Debbie Dolphin could get a session, you know?
Who?
Debbie.
Who?
Oh, Debbie.
Who's that?
Right around the corner from her. So, I'm almost ready to start. I don't think anyone... Blake, you're not on the line, are you? Anyone new on the line?
Hello, sir?
Yeah. Did I hear Blake come on? No. Could you guys tell I was tired last night?
Not really. Sounded pretty good.
I did?
Yeah.
Because I wonder sometimes. See, to me, it feels like when I'm tired, I'm not doing as good a job. And
sometimes.
And then sometimes the sources come in and they do the job, and I don't even know they're doing it, I think. I think, you know, well, I'm not sure. So last night I felt like I did a good execution. I mean, verbally I sounded good, but I was tired. And I didn't feel I had all my external frequencies plugged in myself. So I was curious if people noticed.
Wasn't the best one you ever did, but it was, you know, pretty good.
Yeah, okay. I mean, see, I can't see the responses. I have to tune into it. And then I'm tired. I'm less psychic. Okay, I think I'm ready to start. Let me just see if any last-minute questions came in.
The scammer called me a while ago trying to tell me that they would cut off my power if I didn't pay the bill.
Who was going to do what?
A scammer called me saying they were from PG&E and said they were going to cut my power off today if I didn't pay a bill. I paid all my bills.
Was he trying to get your credit card number on the phone?
No, he told me to go to Rite Aid or Walgreens and do this money thing, you know, with cash.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Sounds legitimate.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
It sounds legitimate.
It's not legitimate. PG&E doesn't use money pack.
I don't think PG&E is legitimate.
Oh,
PG&E. Well, it may not have been. Was the money going directly to PG&E?
Oh, that's what he said.
No, I'm sure you were right. Sounds like a scam.
Yeah,
maybe you're paying somebody. Maybe you're paying some. Maybe you're paying somebody else's bill.
Yeah, I don't know. But I hope you some,
is it a Nigerian know. Prince?
No, no. Some guy named Brian.
Prince Brian, Nigeria.
No, it's Spanish guy Martinez.
Is Valerie on the line? No. Is Terry on the line? Terry, are you there?
I know she is.
Huh?
I know she is, yes.
I heard her say hi to Britton to Raiden.
She said hi to me, too.
Yeah, she was on the line.
Yeah, Terry, I've been talking. I didn't realize that I muted myself, and so I've been commenting.
Hey, listen, we know your story, all right? Don't worry.
I know. It's your story.
It's everybody's story.
You're not alone with that one.
Yeah. Well, look at me. Monday, I got confused between 6 and 7. And then Terry did it herself, which I love. You know, one of the things that's interesting about doing things for free, it has some disadvantages to it, but one advantage is that you get very detached, you know? It's like, it's a huge responsibility to be doing this, huge. And, you know, I think of it in terms of, it's not about being famous, it's beyond that.
And then she called the panicking and she wanted to get out of the vehicle and she said to me, you know.
She's out the vehicle now.
Who's in her vehicle?
I muted the line. Disregard.
All right. If anyone new is listening, we're about to start. And Hang on.
Muted. This conference is being recorded.
This is March 6, 2019. When in Los Angeles, Terry in Sedona, everybody everywhere. And we are meeting in other realms beyond the physical. And this calls a co-creation with the Council of Elohim and the Ra Group. And they are going to answer some of the questions you guys have submitted. And let me see, I see we got 5 questions tonight. And we're going to start. And just double checking, Terry, you're still unmuted, right?
Yeah.
And you're relaxed.
Maybe.
Is anyone gonna crash through the door?
Maybe.
Maybe.
It won't be Ronald, but you know, I sometimes Susan doesn't remember which day I channel, and then I have to. She crashes through the door. She's not home now.
Isn't it a good idea to put a note on the door that says "Be quiet"?
I could lock the door, but, well, when she remembers, she tries to stay away during that period of time. I'll just go ahead.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you
okay.
Now.
Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person on the line, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy, radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. We invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. And anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. It is a sacred honor to be with each and every one of you, as it is a rare moment in time when we can break through the frequencies. Break is not the right word, but to come through the frequencies and be interpretive and say hello to each and every person who wishes to be said hello to. Our color, when we interface with the third density, is the color of pink. If we ever say anything that does not make total sense to you, then disregard it. If somebody has the same question as you, the answer may not be the same person to person. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. Our first question, now I'm not sure our sources will want to answer this. I'll leave it up to you. It's from Raiden, and he is saying, in 2014, Napoleon was exhumed for new studies, and it was discovered he had a microchip implanted in his skull. And his question is, who put it in his skull? And first of all, do you want to answer that question?
We, at this time, do not wish to answer that question as it gets into the fringe possibilities of disclosure.
That's what I was afraid of. You know, one of the things is there's a lot of dark stuff that happens in this realm. There's a lot of ET stuff that happens to manipulate people. And it's not good for us.
Flying saucers have been here for the ages. If you look through the painting of the masters of the Madonnas, the sacred people from history, you begin to see flying saucers in the sky, definite flying saucers.
And when you read the Bible, and they talk about beings coming down from the sky, which people took to be God, it was very likely flying saucers, yes?
It did come in flying saucers, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And even pictures of Jesus and Mary. So if you look to the master's painting, you can see pictures of flying saucers in the sky and a number of the paintings, the old, old paintings.
And the thing is, in most cases, maybe all cases, but most cases, there was negative agendas attached to these kinds of things. So it's not the stuff that we want to focus on. So, and why don't we want to focus on it? It's because...
It brings you into some of the black agendas and can lead to the bringing in of those energies on one.
Yes. We are working with a matrix energy here when we talk to the Elohim. So whatever we talk about, it's not just information that's happening. There's a matrix, and whatever we talk about comes into that matrix. So if
yes.
we talk about dark things, dark
we
things...
We go there.
And then Terry goes there.
Yes.
And it's not good for Terry to go there. We've had situations where we've had to kick some reptilians out of the astral bedroom.
We had to leave the house. Terry had, after one of the channelings, Terry had to leave the house suddenly.
Yeah. So, now, sometimes I talk about these things, but I don't think, when I talk about it, I expand the matrix in the same way.
As long as Terry doesn't go there.
Yeah, as long as Terry goes into the matrix. Yeah, right.
Our tolerance is very high for everything, but we don't wish to subject fragile Terry to that.
To the monsters.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Bonnie Penners has been overwhelmed with life in 3D lately. And it's taking a toll on my physical and emotional health. Can our sources please comment on the topic of homeopathy or homeopathic medicine and the benefits or detriments of one's answers to the question of who do you think you are? Now, I'm not sure what she means by who do you think you are. If is that something homeopathy asks you? I don't know. Thank you for this rare opportunity, and I love you all. And Bonnie, I will say that, let me just make a little thing here. Something that you could probably do is do things that are just kind to your body, like get a massage once a week, something like that. Because, you know, you process a lot of energy in running that bar, and everybody needs to balance their physical body with some joyous experiences. And that brings healing as well. And certain people that do these kinds of healings know how to work with the energies of the body so that it's not just a physical massage. You're getting your emotions balanced. You find the right person, and it's well worthwhile. Another thing that is really, I have done this acupuncture, and I haven't done it for a while, but I was coming down with something here in Los Angeles. There happens to be an acupuncture college in Santa Monica that I used to go to. And whenever I would get sick, I would go for an acupuncture treatment, and then they'd give you some kind of weird Chinese medicine, and it would always, without fail, clear me up fast. And I did it while I was out here. And not only did it bring me into emotional balance, because acupuncture makes energy run through your body everywhere. And if you have a good acupuncturist, you can leave that session and feel like you're a new person. At least it works that, it's always worked that way for me. And so it's worth for you to try that. Let me turn it over to our sources, because the specific question is about homeopathy. And thank you.
Thank you. We see that it isn't necessarily that the homeopathy is bringing in the light. We see that you can ask that the bringer of the light turn the light down to make the light in modulation with you, so that it is the exact amount that you yourself need. We see factors have turned it on, so we go to those factors, and we ask that it be turned down to modulate with being available to draw on for what you need, but to not overwhelm you with light. Homeopathy does release some of the light.
Can I interrupt on something here? Can I interrupt?
Yeah.
Her question was, I have been overwhelmed with light. Not overwhelmed with
light.
Life, L-I-F-E.
Oh, all right. Thank you. Give us a moment. Yes, wind suggestion is good to step out and take a break and reset yourself to relax. Reset yourself to have some time for your very own, that you can kick back and you can find a meditation or find some time for yourself that you can reflect and that you can relax your body. And if there's something that is stressing you concerning your job, set it aside for a minute and have that time for you. Thank you.
Thank you. You know, it's easy to think, and I think everyone, let me not say everyone, but many people, and including myself, think that I am supposed to be perfectly okay all the time. I am supposed to always be coming from my center, and if I'm not, something is wrong with me. And that I shouldn't need anything to help me feel more together. And that is not true for me. And it probably isn't true for you. That it's really good to find certain things you enjoy, certain therapies that help you, certain people, relationships, friends, things that make life not just a grind, because it can become a grind, especially when you're trying to make ends meet and this and that and the other thing. And in any case, thank you, Sources, for the answer. And question from Don Herman. And Don, you're asking really good questions. Could the Sources explain a bit about the soul matrix and the role it plays in a human? Thank you.
The soul matrix is, in essence, you. And it involves other factors that are other intelligences that you have gone together with. That if a person is very sensitive, can see it shining. I can see a mist, can see a light. It is the core of the person. It is your vehicle for travel when you are outside of the body. And it is generally in the shape that you are, the shape of a body. However, it can be in the shape of an orb that, as it re-enters body, will then eventually take the shape of the body. It is your core. It is the essence of you. And if you astral travel, it is your vehicle that you travel in. It is your housing of your core self. We hope that helps.
Thank you. In terms of space, does the soul take up a very specific amount of space?
Yes.
Or it doesn't get bigger or smaller, it stays the same throughout your life?
It can become bigger or it can become smaller, and that is under your control. But it has a specific weight. So if you have a very sensitive instrument and you measure the weight of a body before death, and then you measure that same body after death, it will be slightly larger, slightly lighter. And that lightness is the weight of the soul matrix. It does have a weight, and so it does take up space. It can express itself in different frequencies, so, and it can take up more space or less space. It is based upon its beliefs and concepts, and it can become big, it can become small, and it does have a weight.
Mm-hmm. When we're on the calls and we feel expanded, Is that because there's energies that are blending with our soul that give that expansion? Or is it because the soul gets bigger?
It depends upon the individual. Maybe the soul can get bigger. If somebody begins to trust the Elohim, like Terry tracks the Elohim, it can get bigger than Earth. And you can see through our eyes, and you can see Earth from a vantage point of being bigger than it is. It depends also on where you focus.
Is each Elohim being individually bigger than the Earth, or is it the conglomerate that's bigger?
It has an ability to be bigger than Earth or smaller than the molecule.
Each individual being?
Yes, yes, yes. It is an individual. Every individual has that ability. Mm-hmm. Now, if a person gets
Every individual Elohim or every individual in a body or both?
Every individual. If you're in a body, then you tend to be bonded with your matrix buddies and you tend to take up a rigid space.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. Next question is a comment from Jeannie Crossland. The last time I asked a question, you said I was a very big being and you loved me. God, we're talking about big today, huh? I cried and cried now because I felt that love. Thank you. I love you too. And that's, she didn't really ask a question, but she wanted me to say that. Okay.
Thank you. We love you. We remember speaking and being with you then and now.
Okay. Next question. Edgina. More questions about mathematical equations. One, if I am working in between dimensions, let's say I'm out there helping souls to cross over, or in a different higher dimension doing some type of work, is this environment, action, and existence being created by mathematical equations? I was wondering if only third dimension... Yes, go ahead.
Everything is created by these equations, which are different expressions of frequencies. The belief system has a frequency, the tone has a frequency, whether the person is happy, state of happiness, state of anger, state of boredom, depending upon what their mood is, it has a frequency. So everything is created by all of the resultant frequencies that come together. And the frequencies generally also are divided so that you have the third density, and you said you were working between densities, and so there is the verified area between densities. But they're all in their place, based upon the frequencies that they are consisting of. Could you read a question again?
The higher dimensions, in between dimensions, are they free of mathematical equations? Is only third dimension based on mathematical equations?
No, everything is based upon mathematical equations. The higher frequencies are based upon mathematical equations also.
Are there any higher ET groups that tune into these equations? like the Andromedans, for example?
It is very rare for an individual in any physical location or any planet. Although there is a planet that is on a different size of the galaxy where the individuals have been taught and they are able to do miracles with formulas and are able to create physical objects, much as a 3D printer can print a gold ring. They are able to use formulas connected with the technique of 3D printing to be able to print physical objects. It is congealed from the surrounding verified atmosphere and needs to be in a controlled environment that is fed the elements.
Mm-hmm. Has anybody tried to make equipment that could measure frequencies?
There have been some experimentation in very rudimentary ways to see what the frequency of a beaker of chemical is vibrating at, but they haven't made the jump to measuring all or even cataloging all of the components to make an equation.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next question. Let me go back to your second question, if we have time, Ejna. And this is from Nick in Perth. He has two questions. First, he wants to ask about his gifts. How can I better use them to serve what I can do to better use them? Second is about the negative stuff. What is it doing? What does it want? When will it leave?
Would you say that again?
Well, let's answer one at a time, okay?
Yes.
He wants to know how he can better use his gifts to serve. What can I do to better use them?
Thank you. You can start right away with whatever and wherever you are at. If you are, whatever you are doing, if you are running your equipment, you can just be very aware and in the now and aware of everything around you. Awareness is the beginning of the utilization of your gifts, because if you're aware of what is around you, then you begin to be aware of what is needed. And when you are aware of what is needed, then you can begin to see what within yourself you can use to fill the need. That would be a service to others, atmosphere, service to others, posture, which then can help keep the negativity away, as service to others is not a posture that service to self negative people have.
Thank you. You know, I do understand that myself. I do know when you're truly, you know, when you hear service to others, sometimes it sounds like you're being a nice guy. I'm going to be nice. I'm going to be charitable. But it's not really what it is for me, from the way that I experience it. It's like when you are really gifting to someone, when you are truly helping them, there's an energy that comes in between you and them, which comes from a higher realm, which is protective energy. And that's the reason service to others can bring you protection, because there's an energy that attaches to it, okay?
When you are giving, you will be given back.
Yeah. And it's like not always linearly, because it's the energy of the giving gets anchored. It's not like there's some cosmic teetotaler saying, well, Nick did this, so we'll be nice to him here. That's not the way it works. It's that you
and
move
they
into
come
the
back to you in a totally unexpected way.
Okay. So we covered Nick's questions. We have maybe 2 minutes left. Let me read Edna's questions, okay? My second question.
We have a quick comment for Nick. I think we see that the reason that Perth is getting a few small earthquakes is because it is a reaction from the larger earthquakes that have been taking place in Indonesia and Krakatau and some of the areas north of Australia. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, 2 minutes. I am very excited to say that lately, even when I am awake and close my eyes, I am able to relax and go to that place of peace and emptiness. And with that, I am starting to sense the equation, and I am attempting to maneuver them for the highest good. Is it appropriate if I would test and see if I can work to change the equation to promote positive outcomes that are of benefit to others?
Yes. Yes, we do this all the time. Yes. It is part of our nature, because when we look, we see, oh, that's out of harmony. And one of our biggest goals is to have harmony.
Okay. Thank you for being here and answering our questions tonight. And it's 7:57. We're going to move over to Whole Planet Healing, and thank you all for being here.